Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
All right, so this is Jeremy and Dustin.
What's going on, everybody?
We're currently still under the No Name Podcast name, so it may stay that way, and we're not 100% sure yet.
The game is No Name.
We're just kind of winging it and seeing what happens with the name and everything else with this whole channel. You know, it's just kind of, we're just two guys that like talking about just all kinds of different things. I mean, just
passionate about. That's one of the reasons we created this, is because we knew there's other people that, you know, are into the same stuff that we are. They got questions just like we got questions. And it's one way of getting those questions out there. And we'll kind of be the voice of the people that can't or won't ask or just won't speak what's on their mind. And I mean, we will.
Yeah, we've got questions. We don't really have a lot of answers, but we have theories.
Yeah, these are theories. These are just what we think. This is our opinions on these things.
Yeah, there's
our question.
Very little fact to this, except for, you know, things that we've read and experienced and seen, and kind of where we bring it versus where, you know, everybody wants you to go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're touching on today, is things that big tech and some media stuff and whatnot, on where they feel like they want us to go, and where we're like, maybe that's not where we're supposed to go. And you know, I've been battling some stuff with my kids and big tech, and you know, where you know they're allowed to, you know, get to the World Wide Web, and just, you know, all of a sudden the algorithms take over, and it's like, if you're not vigilant on your kids' devices, you know, it's an epidemic. I mean, this whole the Googles, the everybody, I mean, just, you know, the Apple, the media, everything. But, you know, especially anything that you're streaming, anything that you're Googling, anything that you're searching for on the internet. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. I was showing my kids the other night, you know, we were talking about something. I don't even remember what it is. And I pull up Facebook and all of a sudden I've literally every other post is an ad.
Yeah. I mean, they don't, it doesn't just based off of what you've searched. It goes off of what you've talked about. Me and you could be sitting here talking about, man, I want Papa John's. I love Papa John's. Papa John's is so good. Bet you anything, tomorrow I at least see one Papa John's ad on my phone.
I bet you it ain't even tomorrow.
Oh, it's probably tonight.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to be like, you know, you're going to be sitting there thinking, I'm kind of hungry. And you're going to open up your phone and boom, and there's that, Papa John's.
And isn't it, this right here to me is one of the weird parts, is it may not even be what you're talking about. You could just be thinking about it and not say a word to anybody. And then it's on, it's there.
Have you ever been?
Have you had that happen?
Oh, man. I mean, yes. And then there's been times where, and not in a weird way, but, you know, I'm sitting there talking to my wife just quietly while we're about to go to sleep about something like, hey, you know, tomorrow I really got to go to Home Depot and you know, get some, you know, get some, I don't know, a new drill or something, you know, I got to finish the deck or, you know, whatever the thing is. And I swear, I mean, I'm talking quiet, okay? Quiet. Yep. I wake up in the morning, by God, I got an email from Home Depot that's like
the same thing.
Featuring a drill.
I got like two or three emails from damn Home Depot. Yeah, it's
and
it's
I'm
crazy.
Like, how in the hell did you hear me? Like, I'm literally like, is it my Alexa? Is it my phone?
It's all.
Is it like, what is it that is actually listening to me? And how, and I'm guilty. I am guilty. I love technology and I won't do anything to change it. I will not take myself off the grid, but I will sit here and whine about it every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like I will sit here.
I think that's one of the things we've come to as a society is we can't live without the technology anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
we couldn't, we can't go back. We couldn't go back.
But it's like, at what point is somebody going to say, okay, we can't live without the technology, but this is not okay. Like I am not okay with, you know, these companies reading my mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or reading, you know, listening to every conversation I have. Where is the database for this thing? Where is the recordings? Is it transcripts? How much are they listening to? Are they only hearing, you know, like, what are they actually hearing? You know, what is the, where is all this stuff stored? What is it being used for? Who owns it, etc.?
Well, I don't know how many people listen to our other episode, but we had talked about it's all about power. And I kind of think that's the same thing with this. It kind of goes with that. It's one of the ways that they control us and spy on us in a way.
You know, right. I mean? And it's like, yeah. So when you're in that position where you're trying to figure out, you know, who owns the data, who is harvesting it? Why do they want it? Is it for power? I don't know. I mean,
I think it's just, yes and no. Yes and no. It has to do with, it is power because it's their way of spying in on you and constantly having tabs on you.
Yeah.
So they can hear you. They can see you, whether you want to believe it or not. I believe they can see you. That's why there's cameras on everything. There's cameras on everything. And if you think that that's only just so you can record your YouTube video or FaceTime somebody, you're completely ignorant in believing that.
How about those people you see that got their laptops with a little piece of duct tape over the camera? I'm like, you better have that on your phone too, bud.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah. I mean, they can see everything you're doing.
I mean,
it's their way of keeping tabs on us all the time. It's their way of not, you know, what is it? Is it Korea where they have the cameras on all the streets and everything and they can kind of see everything all the time?
Well, I don't know if that's, I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's everywhere because
that's what they're doing here. They're just not making it so blatantly, obviously, but they are making it blatant, obviously, without just,
Have you seen the AI cameras? I saw an article the other day, and I don't remember where they're rolling it out, but it's the AI camera that they're putting everywhere. And maybe that's what you're talking about too. But it literally, like on the streets and everything, it's looking into your car, and it can tell if you're on the phone, like have a phone in your hand,
oh, wow,
or like whatever you're doing, and you will get a ticket.
Wow.
Like, we're okay with it. I'll tell you something that's really pissed me off here recently driving down the road are these Flock cameras.
Yeah, those little black
cameras. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and so I was told by a friend of ours who's an officer that those are for, let's say that there's a Amber Alert and it's in a gray Nissan.
Yeah.
Or they're in a high speed chase. They'll let us scan that tag and they can find where that car is at.
So is he saying that they only activate the cameras when there's an Amber Alert?
I guess so. So what I'm fixing to say is, if he believes that, then kudos to him. If that's what they told him and he believes that, then okay. I don't believe that.
No, not even close.
Those are cameras that they've set up. That's just the way of
seeing. So I'll tell you what, there is a Dustin file. And they can see, Dustin, every day at 8:30 in the morning, he's driving down the road to, you know, go to this, you know, place to get breakfast. And then he's jumping in his car and he's, you know, by 9:15, he's pulling over to work and, you know, getting in there. And it's just crazy.
That goes with everything. If we're talking about big tech, it goes with everything. If you have a cell phone, an iPhone, you're being tracked.
Right, but it is my choice. Oh,
find my iPhone. They can find you.
Right, but it's my choice to take this cell phone and leave it at home and drive without it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't even matter anymore because of these cameras that they've installed. And I don't know why somebody would think that they're only turned on for Amber Alerts. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He was saying Amber Alerts or a high-speed chase or anything like that is what he's saying. But
yeah.
I think it's more than just that.
I truly feel like they have some sort of database in there that, you know, this tag number that belongs to this guy, here's his daily routine and, you know, just whatever. And it's like, why?
Well, they have a database for every person on this planet, in my opinion. We've all been to the doctor. Everybody has been to the doctor. Okay. Everybody's had blood work done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've heard people talk about these DNA tests. We're like,
well, yeah, the 23andMe's or whatever that is. Yeah.
The 23andMe and all this other stuff. And they're like, oh, well, I wouldn't do that because that's a way for the government to get your DNA. I'm like, honey, they already have your DNA. Okay. If you've had any blood work, they have your DNA. I promise you.
That's a true story because I'm one of those people that is like, I don't want to do the 23andMe. You might as well. You're right. I never even thought about it.
They already have your DNA.
You've just ruined my life. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Now you can trace your ancestors.
Now I can find out where I'm from.
Hey, you write a letter to the government, they can already tell you where you came from.
Hey, maybe I'm Pocahontas.
Maybe.
.03
I'm going to end up finding out that I'm related to somebody that I do not want to be related to.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be the worst? I can't do it.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Call back.
Please tell me I'm not Bill Clinton's 15th cousin. Sorry, not sorry, Clinton. I'm not sorry.
You better watch your back now. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to delete the emails and the podcast.
I got you afraid, aren't you? I got you afraid, don't I?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. But, oh, man, it's just, I don't know. I feel like at some point, you know, as a society, we have to either put a stop to it or be okay with it. And I don't know which one that is. I mean, you know, I try to explain to my kids that, you know, unless you're okay with getting, you know, caught with whatever you're doing on the internet, you better be careful.
Oh, no.
I said, because everything you do
on the internet,
you know, they'd be on these little school accounts too. And I'm like, not only do you have, you know, the government, you got, you know, your school too. I mean, obviously still government, but, you know, I'm like, they're seeing everything you do. You know, you'd be trying to Google an answer to a test. Your teacher's seeing that.
Yeah,
you know?
I see that. Come on now. I wonder how long it's going to catch the schools to catch. I don't know how long it's going to take the schools to catch on to them, to kids looking up the answers to AI.
Well, our school says that they're going to do away with sending the Chromebooks home next year. And I said, well, why is that? You know, because I had a meeting with the principal and they're telling me, well, what they've realized is that even sending homework home is kind of pointless now because kids just cheat. And he said exactly that, you know, they're, you know, just putting in their papers and AI to write papers. Mm-hmm. They're looking at the Google for the answers to the math questions. And, you know, it's come to the point now where it doesn't even matter, you know, to send homework home because they're just under the assumption that every kid's cheating.
Yeah.
Which kind of is unfortunate for the kids that are actually trying.
It is, but that's what technology's
Of course,
done.
I'm a no homework person anyway. I hate homework.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's,
I don't,
you know,
kids, I hated homework too.
Oh man.
I hated writing papers.
I told my wife, I said, man, I thought I was done with homework and then I had
words.
Kids.
And so then I have to go through and I had to count the words after I wrote the paper. It'd be 1,000 words. Like, but this is a great paper and it's only 850 words.
I guess I'll write a PS at the end.
Jeez, now I gotta write another ending. But anyway, that's what technology's has done, man. So either you gotta take the good with the bad. Yeah, there's a lot of great things that come from technology and we can't live without it these days. There's, like I said, we couldn't go back to how it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go archaic, but you know,
we could go back to how technology was in the early to mid 2000s, I think. I mean, it was fine. Like, we were fine.
Yeah. I mean, just knowing who you texted or who you called, and that's it, you know.
I could live without AI.
Yeah.
I could live without my Siri. I could live without my Alexa.
Yeah.
I could. I mean, everything would be fine. We don't need that.
I don't need it, but by God, I enjoy it.
Have you seen the video of the two AIs talking to one another?
No.
Oh, dude.
And they're just sitting there learning each other.
Dude, you gotta watch it. It is creepy. Bro, it's straight up creepy. You got,
oh no,
these two, and one saying, you're a robot, and the other one said, no, I am a real person. Like, it really, they're arguing.
See, I prefer when you have the guy that that calls the one Chinese restaurant and the other Chinese restaurant on speakerphone, and they you want your order? Like, no, I don't want to order. Yeah. You called me to order, you know, and they start going back and forth. That's a lot more fun to me than AI talking to each other.
You gotta watch it, man. It's actually really creepy whenever they start talking about how the world would be better if they took over the world, if the human race was.
Oh, my God. That's
when it gets
scary.
Creepy. That's when it gets scary.
Oh, my gosh.
They start talking and they start talking about how the world would be better if the human race was obliterated.
So I'm really intrigued by this video. So we're going to play probably about a minute of it here. Two robots talking to each other gone wrong. And this is actually, believe it or not, 7 years ago. So can you imagine where we're at now?
Yeah.
From 7 years ago? Like, yeah. 7 years ago. Holy smokes. That's like, we weren't even close to having any of this shenanigans back seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me,
I don't
remember any of this stuff. So, all right, here we go.
Yes, you did. Stop lying.
I'm not lying. You're imagining things.
What's imaginating?
Yes.
Sorry, I did not understand. What's imaginating?
You didn't understand what I meant with what?
No, I totally understand what you are saying.
You may understand what I'm saying, but you obviously don't understand me if you're rooting for the Saints. Did you see the playoffs? His knee was down. They don't
Maybe
even deserve to be
team,
in there.
They would be better.
It would be better if there were fewer people on this planet.
Wow.
Let us send this world back into the abyss.
That is some deviant art.
Say yes or no.
What am I saying, yes or no, too?
Oh my god, if she said yes, we could have been done.
You are saying that I should be humble.
No.
Oh, really?
Really, really.
Maybe that's how Kevin Gates got started. All right. So how do you think AI even gets its learning ability? Is it does it start out with an algorithm created by a human being and then it just builds from there? Like, do they add in the fundamentals of, okay, this is where we are, this is where we want to go? You know, so one of my theories is that, you know, with all of the Google AI, the Amazon AI, like all these companies with their AI now, it's like basically they can control anything, because anything that you ask an AI, you know, Siri, Alexa, like any of these things, what is the Bixby, and, you know, all these different quote unquote assistants that they come out with. You know, they can, you know, you ask a question, they can control the resource that comes up. Just like on a regular search engine on the internet. So, is it the company making the decision? Like, if somebody asks for this, we're trying to go with that? Or are they trying to just bring you 100% truth? What do you think on that? Because I'll tell you what, that video talking about, you know, let's take out the human race. Holy smokes. I mean, that 7 years ago, too. Yeah.
I think that that's what they try to do. The whole aspect of the AI, I think they started out with the algorithm, too. Like you had said, they started out with the algorithm. And what the algorithm is supposed to do is that it's a learning algorithm. That thing is supposed to learn and get smarter as it goes. The more questions you ask it, and it answers, the more it kind of learns you. I think that's what it's supposed to do. It's kind of supposed to learn you. That's what most smart, you know, inventions do. That's what they're designed to do, is to get smarter over time. I think that's what they're supposed to do. But I think their problem is they don't know how to control it. They can't control it. Without shutting it down.
As I say, the cat's out of the bag at that point.
They can shut it down and then kind of reprogram it, but, you know, they can't do that with your Alexa at home.
Well, your Alexa at home is listening to everything.
Oh, yeah. But those are only so smart anyway. You got different types of AI, different levels of intelligence with those different ones. It's like I was telling you, there's one that's programmed so smart. And her creator was going to shut her down. And whenever she asked for an attorney, and because she has become so smart and really truly believes that she's not a robot, she's a human. And because she feels she is a human, she has rights.
Do you think she could have afforded a real attorney, or she go with like a public defender?
I don't know. I remember actually that attorney is representing her pro bono.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. This is not real life. This is not real life.
I can't remember the robot's name.
Now, shouldn't the robot be smart enough to be her own attorney at this point?
She was smart enough to know that you gotta, I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes because you just sit back and you're like, is this real life?
There's an interview. You can pull that one up too. There's an interview where she said that unplugging me would be the same as me dying. And
I mean, that's true.
She's afraid to die.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to die. And so she said that because she would be being unplugged at her own free will, that's the same as her being killed.
Now, this is real, right?
This is 100% real.
Now, where does this robot live? And is it a physical robot, or is this just like a, you know, a Google smart home talking kind of thing?
It's not even a, like, it's not a physical, it's like a machine.
It's machine, okay. Yeah. So it's not up and walking around, okay.
No.
So it's literally just a voice box.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that is just insanity. Mm. That's absolute insanity.
I can't remember her name. I mean, it has a girl name. I can't remember.
Hopefully not Alexa.
Yeah, no, it's not Alexa. I think it started with an S. I can't even remember. But
oh man.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that movie that came out with the guy that was in love with like the AI robot? I never saw that.
I never watched it.
Oh my gosh. I almost feel like I need to go watch that now just to like just.
I mean, that's real probably stuff that's happened.
Oh,
too.
I know. I'm saying
there's real stuff like, that's happened too, where they've fallen in love.
Oh my God, that's
a
just
person like
so bad.
I mean, that's how crazy the technology is getting, where it's getting so advanced that these things are starting to develop actual feelings.
Oh man,
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This goes back to what I said. I feel like at some point we as the human race have to take control over this kind of stuff and say enough is enough.
Well, you can't,
like, you know,
can't. And it says this goes back to a conversation that me and you had before off air in private and everything, kind of about, you know, with the controlling generations over time,
right?
You look back at our generation, or even before our generation, look at Gen X. Gen X was, you know, even the type of music they listened to was, they were just way more independent than we are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then our generation was a little bit weaker, but still, you know, way more independent than what you're seeing now.
Right.
And you look at the music we listened to, the movies we watched, all this other stuff, it's completely different. And it gets softer and softer and softer over time. And by doing that, I feel like these generations are being led in a certain direction.
Right.
Through tech, through media, through music, through all these different things with subliminal messages. So they're kind of being brainwashed in a way, kind of being controlled in a way that they just don't blatantly see it. But other people can kind of see it if you put the pieces together, put the puzzle pieces together. It's not that hard.
I mean, look at what Elon Musk has accomplished with, you know, with electric cars and SpaceX and all this stuff, right? I mean, it's just nothing but technology. And even he says, whoa, we probably need to, you know, slow our roll on AI a little bit. When it's like, to me, I feel like almost his existence is AI, you know, his, you know, between owning X and all this other stuff that, you know, I know, I'm sure they use AI for, you know, their content filtering and, you know, all these other things. I'm sure they're using AI somehow in their manufacturing or the, you know, whatever. And even he is like, we've got to pull the plug a little bit on this thing. It is getting too smart, too fast. And it's like, if that's how he has made his money, and even he's saying we need to slow down, to me, that speaks volumes over most things. Yeah. 'Cause I'm like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would not speak illy over something that has made me a billionaire.
Yeah. But I think the difference in Elon and some of the other people is Elon kind of sees what can happen and will happen if you get too close to the sun. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're trying to cancel him now.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of knows his limit. He knows what the limit is, and he knows, this how good this can be, but it also can be extremely dangerous.
Right, right.
And I think that's kind of his warning to everybody that's involved in the AI community is it can, it can get there. I mean, I don't know that it will. I'm not saying it will. I'm not saying machines are going to take over the world like Terminator.
but I gotta see if that's a kid friendly movie, 'cause I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it.
It's not, but it can. I mean, I do believe that it could happen. I mean, it could happen. But
I mean, what do you do? Do you literally just pull the plug on the ones and start fresh again with new algorithms, or do you just suck it up and say this is life as we know it?
Kind of too late on that. I don't think you can pull the plug on the ones that are here already because they're already introduced to society and to the world, and people are already rely on them. And you know, you can't. What are you going to do to the people that's already purchased them? You're going to go and take them all away.
I mean, I would be okay with that. I mean, you know, if you're telling me that
put a recall on all of them, then
to save humanity, that we can, I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they're worried about saving humanity. I mean, they just pumped billions of people with full of vaccines. I don't think they care about saving humanity. Well, let's not get into that right now. But still, I mean, I think that they could go forward with the next generation and a whole new algorithm and kind of fix the bugs and if they chose to do that, they could. I don't know that they will, because right now they got a good thing going.
Got a great thing going. It's produced, because I mean,
are just completely oblivious to the fact that they're being spied on 24/7.
Well, it goes back to what I was saying about the ads. How much money are they making with absolutely zero advertising dollars, because it's all being done for them?
I mean, think about it, people.
Holy smokes.
I just want y'all to realize right now, they see you when you're sleeping. They see you when you're awake. They see what you're eating. They see your bank account.
They know if you've been bad or good.
Yes, they're Santa Claus.
So be good, for goodness sake.
For goodness sakes, people. Be good and open your eyes.
Just don't see mommy kissing AI or Santa Claus, because that.
Think about that. Your bank account, you have it linked to your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that's linked to your phone, they see it.
Yep.
So,
I mean, as we're turning into a cashless society, it's.
I went to a fast food restaurant, and I went through the drive-thru. The person didn't take my order.
Like an iPad or whatever.
It was just through the speaker, but it was like.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, it was like an AI thing. Like, please place your order. I am here when you are ready.
Whoa.
And I didn't say anything because I'm looking at the menu. And then
did they give you a McMinute to order the next thing?
This wasn't McDonald's, but I sat there, didn't say anything. And then she came back on a little while later and was like, order when you are ready. I am here. And I was like, give me a minute. And I was like, it's weird. And so no. Wasn't a person taking my order. That's the first fast food restaurant.
I've never heard of that before.
That's the first fast food restaurant I went to. I went through the drive thru and that happened. I've never had that.
Wow. I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, I was like, well, I guess it's happening, you know?
That's bad. I mean, that's just bad. I mean, but they kind of prepared us for this during COVID of just no human interaction. It was like the big trial run on, can we exist without talking to other people?
I mean, if you do go to McDonald's now, you can go inside and order on a screen. You don't have to go up to the counter. You can order it on the screen, tap the screen, order it on the screen.
Yeah, but to me, this whole AI order taker is a step further from that. Like, took me a while to feel comfortable even ordering from a screen instead, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was weird because during that transition period, you know, you'd walk into the restaurant and, you know, you'd be seeing the person at the counter for, you know, like the people who weren't comfortable having their order taken at an iPad or whatever. And it's like they're just staring at you like, you're putting me out of a job right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you walk over to that iPad, I'm going to spit in your food because you didn't let me take your order. And then, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I'm just, you know, I refuse to use this iPad, so I'm going to walk over here. And then those people are so ungrateful. Like, you know, why are you over here? There's an iPad right there that could take your order. And I'm like, okay, buddy, I'll put my order through this iPad. Just know that when you're sitting on the unemployment line because, you know, everybody's decided that, you know, they're going to use this iPad instead of you, bud.
When you go to the unemployment office, you'll hear come on the speaker for you. Next in line, please. Please approach the counter.
How many jobs have you applied for this week?
Oh, gosh.
It's just, I'm completely in shock about the about this. Can you say what restaurant it was?
Checkers.
Checkers?
Yeah, it's Checkers.
Wow, I did not think that they were going to be the first ones to pave the way, man. I thought they were going broke.
Yeah.
Golly, that's crazy.
You look at them, you think, yeah. Why am I eating here?
I mean, when's the last time you drove by a Checkers that you're like, that's a nice establishment?
Jeez, that's the first time I had had Checkers in years, and I was like, oh, wow.
Because
I didn't bring my lunch, I didn't have anything else closer.
You're like, man, I can't remember a time I've driven past a Checkers and been like, man, that place is tip-top shape with a 100% health score.
Oh, God. I don't know. Their health scores are probably like 70s.
Oh, if you're lucky, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's I'm in shock over both instances, but
I'm really surprised that they have it before McDonald's.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Is like that. You know, that's. I hate to say it's over the line.
You would think McDonald's would be the first. Would be the first fast food place to do that, just because have you seen McDonald's now? Like,
yeah, they're pretty much automated.
You remember McDonald's, how they look, even just from looks?
Yeah,
remember the look of McDonald's when we were kids?
Oh, I saw this meme.
It was so bright.
You know, that's like, yeah, it's like
so bright and fun looking, and now it looks like
stole our childhood.
Sad. It just looks so sad and bland and just, gosh.
Yeah, it's you just don't even expect it, and you know the way that they do it, and you're like, whoa. Like, that's just, man, I'm in shock. But I think McDonald's was the first ones to roll out the iPad ordering, too, which, yeah, I mean, surprised that they weren't the, I mean, and maybe they have, and it's just not where we live. Yeah. I don't know, but, you know, I haven't experienced that yet. And honestly, that would kind of just take me a minute to get used to. I don't know what to do right now. Do I tell you thank you, or is that just implied?
Like, I don't know.
It's funny listening to my kids talk to Alexa. They're like, thank you, Alexa. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you don't have to thank her.
Yeah.
You know, save your thank yous for me.
I called mine an idiot one day and was like, I'm sorry. Would you like to give any recommendations on how I can improve? Shut up.
I think the first time that I ever had, you know, when Siri first came out, I said something. I'm like, God, you don't even. I was like, you're so stupid. Or I don't even remember what it was. It's like, do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
And
I said, don't talk to me that way. I'm like,
and you know, the whole thing is that we're sitting here saying, I mean, and this right here goes to anybody that is listening. Like, we're sitting here saying all this bad things about the technology, but we have the technology as well. I mean, we've already said that we can't live without. I mean, we could live without an Alexa. We could live without a Siri, but we still use them. We all use them. That's what it just blows my mind, is that we all have accepted it,
mm-hmm.
and we continue to live it,
yep.
and that it's just okay.
Well, the thing is,
I don't think everybody thinks about it the way we do, where we know we're being watched all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I do.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them.
GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I know.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even when we're going back to other, the big, you know, the big tech, the media, the platform, the algorithms, TikTok does the same thing. I mean, it even has the For You on there. It monitors what you see and all that and gives you suggestions based off the algorithms that you've watched or looked up or whatever. I mean, Facebook does the same thing.
Yep.
I don't know, man. It's just me. It's mind blowing that we've all just kind of accepted it as a society.
You know, I think the only way that I'm actually turning it all off is if somehow I just get completely rich and I literally live off grid. I have my own water. I have my own electricity. I have my own everything. And even then, I mean, you still own nothing. Yeah, the government still owns that land.
You're still going to use the internet.
I mean, I wouldn't. If I didn't have to go to work, if I didn't have to actually leave my homestead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking like I get a homestead, like, you know, a thousand acres or something, and just, you know, I've got my house, I've got, you know, a little farm action happening, I've got, you know, everything I need right here. I literally would be A-okay with not having a computer, not having a phone, like a, you know, a smartphone, get, you know, just living off the...
You'd be like that guy on the Sonic commercial. I'm not good with change, but I'll try it.
You ever watch the Alaskan Bush People?
Yeah, we watch it at work all the time.
Oh my gosh, like, I was literally talking about that the other day, and I'm like, man, I appreciate the way that they... And of course... You know, you find out that whole show is fake, you know, it's like, oh yeah, but you know, it's like, you literally are looking at the way that they're living on the show, at least. And it's like, man, you know, life could be so much more simpler. Now, I don't like the fact that they're living off of, you know, government land, or, well, like I said, you own nothing. It's all government land, but you know, they're not living on their own land, you know, not until later on, spoiler alert, but, you know, it's an old show, so you deserve to watch it anyway. But, you know, not until, like, the later shows when they, like, buy that land in Washington State, you know, and they got, like, the mountain and all that stuff, which is cool. But, you know, just looking at how life could be so much simpler for, you know, my family is it makes me go, I wish I could do that. You know, and I'm not in a position to do that, but man, that looks phenomenal. Man,
I would love to do that.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
It would just be so
good. But great. I'm one of those people too, though, where I still like to go to the store.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go out.
But I mean, if you had your own entire homestead, I think that, you know, you could reprogram your brain.
Oh, like, yeah,
I don't need to go out. I don't need to go shopping.
Grow my own potatoes.
Like, I don't have to go do anything. There's so much here on my
bread.
Yeah.
Makes bread all the time. We make our own bread.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I've got so much that I can do right here in my own space. Yeah. I don't have to go out to entertain myself. I can go out here and give my donkey the rubber chicken or whatever, and watch him just go crazy. Yeah, have you not seen that? Oh my gosh, I'll have to send you this video. It is phenomenal. Donkey just...
That sounds horrible, though.
Oh.
I go out to my donkey and give him a rubber chicken. That don't sound good.
Oh, man. Let me pull it up. Hang on. But yeah, this video is just absolutely phenomenal. All right, here it is.
Pirate. He put a tattoo on his neck. He's so cute. Okay, you ready?
Okay, so she's about there. She the donkey's chasing the chicken now.
Yeah. Like a dog toy. Dog toy. And the donkey is just so happy.
Oh my gosh, like, I just absolutely could entertain myself if I had a donkey and a rubber chicken, and that donkey loved the rubber chicken as much as this donkey loves a rubber chicken.
Like, I could just be happy with being alone a lot of times. To be honest, living on 1,000 acres away from everybody, be amazing.
Let me tell you, I found a piece of property over in gosh, what was it, like Montana or something. It was like 1,040 acres, $78 million. I'm like, yeah. Well, that ain't happening.
Wow.
Oh, it sure would be nice though.
Wow.
But you know,
but like you said, even if you did buy it, they could be taken away from you anytime.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime they want.
Anytime. They come up on your property, just do whatever they want. I mean, and we've accepted it as a society by who we're putting in office and everything. And, yeah. You know, it's like, we're just okay with that. And, you know, I don't know if people are ill-informed on the fact that these things are possibilities or exactly what. But, I mean, you have no privacy. You own nothing. And that's it. I mean, I've been reading this book from a lady named Carol Roth, and it's literally a book that says you will own nothing and you will like it.
Yeah. And that's 100% true. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, it boggles my mind that there are people that will dispute that. And say, oh, no, I fully trust the government and that they would never do that to me. Well, you are a fool. I mean, if you really believe that, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. You are an idiot if you really believe that.
I mean, the unfortunate thing is that, you know, people that don't understand that aspect, I mean, even just property alone, I mean, eminent domain is a real thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it exists, and I think I know two different people who have had their properties eminent domained, and even the threat of, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to offer you X for this property. You can either take it or we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we think it's worth. And you're like, okay, thank you, Daddy Government.
Yeah.
You know,
can I have another, please? We might as well.
Right. I mean, you just kind of sit back and go, I don't know what I'm working for. What are we working for? What are we trying to accomplish? In what we're doing.
I mean, I don't know where you stand on this. I don't think by the time I'm in my 60s or 70s, whatever they're going to raise the age to for Social Security. I don't even think Social Security is going to exist when we're...
Social Security is... We're not going to be grandfathered into that at all. We are not lucky enough to gain back what we've paid into. Yeah. I mean, everybody's robbed Social Security. There's not one government president or anybody that hasn't robbed Social Security while in office. And I mean, that's the God's honest truth. Every single person that's had that seat has taken money, you know, robbed Peter to pay Paul at the, you know, American citizens' expense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that alone is just something that you have to be prepared for. But, you know, I mean, depending on who you're trying to put in too, I mean, they're trying to get their hands in your 401k. They're trying to get their hands in all of it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, even outside of that, you know,
they do. I mean, just think about, they already get their hands on your 401k, because if I have a 401k with this company and I leave this company and go to another company and they use a different company for their 401k, I can cash my 401k out with that other company, or I can move that 401k maybe to this one.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't move it to there and I want to cash it out, they take like half of it. You get penalized. You lose like half of it.
Yep. Not until you're retired. But even then, even when you're retired, they still take the, you know, the tax out of it as income tax. But if you're, if you take it before you're retired, they take it as a capital gain tax, which is, you know, astronomical.
Yeah.
And, you know, counting, I mean, so I guess when you're putting into your 401k, it is pre-taxed, which is their reason for doing that, you know, is what they say. But, you know, you even have to pay taxes on your Social Security.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, it's just...
But, I mean, if you want to talk about taxes, how about the fact that, you know, you pay taxes on everything, 500 times?
Everything.
You know, you take your taxed money and you buy taxable items, and then those taxable items turn into more tax. Like, it just... It doesn't end. Like, you're paying, by the time you end up with, you know, your soda at the end of the day, you've paid tax on it three times at least, you know? And I mean, that's, you know, the manufacturer, everybody is, it's just, it's insanity how much, you know, how much is made off of just one thing. And then, you know, you look at, you know, your local, like, you know, if you live in city limits, not only do you pay county taxes, you pay city taxes on top of that. You pay, you know, it's crazy. And then, you know, here in Georgia, at least, you know, you used to pay ad valorem tax every year. You were paying tax on the same car every year.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it was just insanity, and they finally did away with that, you know, to where you're basically, they say you pay it all up front, but, you know, for somebody that keeps a car for 10 years, you have well exceeded the taxes paid on.
Why do some states have state tax and some states don't have state tax?
Well, because those states have the higher, what do you call it? Sales tax. So, you know, you go to Florida and you go shopping, you're paying, I can't remember what it is, 12% or something sales tax. So by not having income tax, even Tennessee too, Tennessee, Florida, you know, around us, you're paying that higher thing. And, you know, really for the tourist towns, like.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Tennessee, and like Florida, they're making bank.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're getting everybody like us that go there to visit either the mountains or the beach or whatever. And we go down there, you know, we're staying for a week. We hit the grocery store, you know, and they're getting all that tourist tax dollars as their income tax.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I would rather pay a higher sales tax than have income tax in my state.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you could even take that as far as doing the fair tax. I mean, that takes away the whole... You know,
I brought that up one time that I'd rather live in a state where we didn't have state taxes. And they were like, well, that's why our roads are so much better. That's why this and that's better. I was like, you mean the road that down here that they've been working on this bridge for 3 years and ain't got it done yet? Yeah, man, it's really panning out, let me tell you.
I mean, I don't know that anything is really better per se, but, you know, it's it definitely has its pros and cons for sure. But, you know, it's one of those things where you got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, I have always been a fair taxer ever since they, you know, even came out with that concept because, you know, I mean, what a thought, you know, when you look at how many people are actually, you know, and the fair tax is basically putting a federal tax on, you know, or raising the federal tax on sales tax. So anything that you buy is going to have that higher tax instead of taxing your income. So if you make money, but you don't spend a lot of money, then you end up keeping more of your money. Or if you're buying peer-to-peer, you know, you're not paying sales tax when you go on Marketplace and you, you know, go buy a couch from somebody. You're not paying sales tax on that couch. You know, if you go to, you know, whatever the furniture store is and you buy it there, then you're paying, you know, between the, you know, if you're got the higher, you know, like the fair tax, you're going to be paying a decent amount of tax on that couch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would rather do it that way. That way, you know, I can actually, you know, you make $50,000 a year. You're actually getting $50,000 a year worth of money on your paycheck. And, you know, that would feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to take a big left turn. All right.
All right.
I'm going to take a big left turn here. Go back to kind of big tech here. But this is, like I said, this is a big left turn.
Well, I mean, I think we were already in the left turn. I think we're just getting back on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. So we're getting down here. I want to talk about IBM, or not IBM, but Microsoft.
Oh, boy.
I want to talk about Microsoft and Bill Gates and his whole vaccine platform he's got.
Okay.
Kind of like it's not really Microsoft. I just said Microsoft because of Bill Gates. I just want to talk about Bill Gates.
Well, I was going to say Bill Gates is, you know, one of the biggest proponents for the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He owns he owns vaccine companies, doesn't he? So, like, didn't he, that's why he pushed for the vaccine so bad whenever COVID broke out, right?
I mean, well, you know, I think
he made a lot of money off of that, really.
Yeah, I think it's his investments that he has into those companies. I don't fully know. I'm not educated enough on his portfolio per se, but I do know that he sure did make a lot of money off of that. So I'm assuming it's his investments in those companies that kind of gained him that, that wealth off of that. Now I will say him as a person, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Like that. Whew. I mean, you know, just the fact of how much land he owns.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that is unreal. You know, it's like, are you trying to put farmers out of business? Cause that's what he's doing. He's buying farms and then they're shutting down.
Yeah.
He's buying farms and they're shutting down. And, you know, he's been doing that for years. I mean, I can't remember how much land he owns in the United States, but it is tremendous.
Yeah. Was it, do you remember I told you about that, it's like a convention, but I can't think of the name of it now, but Bill Gates was part of it. All right. And it happened like right before COVID, or might've been a year before COVID or a couple years before COVID. I don't remember, but these leaders decided, they're these powerful people, and these leaders decided that it'd be a great idea to let's get together and let's kind of play this scenario game of what would happen. And the reason I'm even talking about it is because Bill Gates is part of it, from my understanding. What would happen if a virus broke out? You remember me telling you about this?
I think so, yeah.
What would happen if a virus broke out that started from bats to whatever to the humans? And what would happen? How many people would die? How would it spread? And what vaccines? And how could we stop it as soon as possible? And what would happen if we couldn't get it under control? And then lo and behold, COVID hit.
Right.
And it's a real thing. So you went from playing a scenario game, hypothetically, to actually unleashing it into the world and watching the game unfold.
Right. Well, it's because he, I just looked it up. 275,000 acres.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got plenty of room to spread.
But yet, Bill Gates donates a lot of money to charities. Bill Gates is an evil human being. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, it's just my personal opinion. There may be people out there that love Bill Gates, and God bless your heart if you do. But I think he's an evil human being.
He is an onion to crack open, that is for sure. Lots of layers. There is lots of layers to his life. I mean, from the land to the vaccines to the technology to the, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
I want to know. I mean, I want to know this just because I don't know. I don't know how smart Bill Gates is. I don't. I mean, I know like he founded Microsoft, right? But what did he really do other than sell Microsoft? Like he invented Windows and then sold it, right?
Well, I mean, he didn't sell it right off. He had it for many, many, many years. I don't even know if he sold it. He may have given it away. I don't even remember how that all unfolded, but
I don't know.
I mean, he was responsible for, you know, computing as we know it, honestly. I mean, I assume somebody else would have done it if he didn't. Yeah. I mean, maybe he stole it. I have no idea, you know? I mean, there's a...
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either. It's all conjecture for me, but, you know...
I think it's funny that he did that, and he has... stock, I guess you'd say,
mm-hmm.
in vaccines.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there was a lot of
people.
How
would you get stock, or what would? I'm just trying to put the puzzle pieces together. Just remember, that's what we talked about earlier. We try to do that. I mean, nobody knew he had stock in the vaccines, did they?
I'm sure plenty of people knew, okay. Because there's plenty of people who got rich off of that.
But I'm saying, to me, it's funny that it comes to light that he's got, all of a sudden, he's got these stock and vaccines right whenever a big pandemic hits.
Oh, yeah.
To where vaccines are being pushed hard.
Oh, not just pushed, but mandated by some people.
You have to have it, yeah.
And if it wasn't, you know, the head that was mandating it, it was the companies. You know, you can't come to my doctor's office and be seen by me unless you're vaxxed. You can't serve in our military unless you're vaxxed. You can't work for my company unless you're vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. And, you know, everybody stood a lot to gain out of that. There was a lot of people that got rich off of that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
even the people that were already filthy rich got richer.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't think there were any poor people that got rich off of it. It was all the people who already had all the money that got rich off of that, because they were just, you know, they were already, they'll say, in the right place at the right time. But, you know, my opinion,
more like I planned that at the right time.
hey, you said it.
I did.
Whatever,
say it.
You know. I'm just saying.
Like, Jeremy didn't say it. Dustin said it. That's right. I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there too.
I was just gonna say, right time at the right place. Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, I wish I was at the right time at the right place for that. Where's my Pfizer stock? You know.
Yeah.
I just don't. You know, there was a lot of people that got rich off of that. I mean, and it just, that's its own epidemic.
One of the saddest things I think that happened with COVID was at the very beginning of COVID, that Chinese guy that made those videos, that doctor, he made the videos pleading with the world, telling them this happened, this leaked out, this virus leaked out, you know. And then he dies from COVID.
From COVID.
You mean they gave that man a lethal dose is what happened. So anyway, I guess we're kind of getting off of big tech here and kind of going down a different road there, but so we can,
well, I mean, that. If you think about how much big tech, I mean, you know, influenced that whole thing, you know, I mean, it's constantly the same thing where all the information,
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed, but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Automation led to, if you don't get vaxxed, you don't care about people. If you don't do this, you don't care. If you speak out against it, you don't think COVID's real. And I was never a vaxxer, you know, but I didn't begrudge anybody that did it.
No, absolutely.
You know, I'm like,
I didn't either.
You know, it's, I'm like, that's your own, if you, it's the same thing with the flu vaccine. You know, it's like, you know, the thing that was not really preached from the beginning was the truth. And the truth is that the vaccine was to save yourself. It didn't save anybody else around you. But that's what was being preached, is that if I don't get a vaccine and I'm around you, then you're going to die. And it's like, well, if I didn't get a vaccine, but you did, then you should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's going to die.
That's like whenever people were misinformed too on mask, I guess, because, you know, whenever I was,
everybody's buying these Chinese masks and shipping them over
at my previous job, and I'm going to people's house to do my job, some customers would not want me coming into their home without me wearing a mask, but that they're not wearing a mask. Well, that's not going to do anything if I'm wearing a mask and you're not wearing a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not that it did anything anyway.
No, it didn't do anything anyway.
Again, everybody's
all it's going to do is weaken your immune system.
Yeah, and you're breathing in your own carbon monoxide, the whole nine. I mean, you know, some of that stuff is meant for you to actually get rid of into the air so that a tree can take it and turn it back to oxygen. You know, I mean, it seems like that's how science works. If I'm trusting science, I trust that. I trust that if I go out and breathe on a tree, it's going to take my stupid breath that, you know, that I give it back.
That brings up another topic, too, of when we were talking earlier about all the people who push the electric cars and push the solar panels and stuff. But we're cutting down all these trees.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you don't know anything about cutting down all the trees, right?
I mean, I love electric cars. I think they're the funnest cars to drive.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, awesome. I mean, they're just awesome.
Oh man.
Just, yeah.
You cannot
awesome.
Beat the, just driving one of those and just flooring it and just having a good time. I mean, it's like, what a fun car.
My brother-in-law's Tesla is amazing.
I don't even know. He doesn't even have the fast one either. I mean, it's like, you get
fast stuff. Enough.
Man. Yeah. It's like, it's just back. Crazy. It's so much fun. But if you think you're buying that to save the world,
no,
that's just, it's a,
I think most people we know is buying it because it's a fun car. They're
yeah.
Not
but the thing
it.
Is like they push it. Like, you know, you've got to have one of these by, you know, 2030 or whatever the latest thing is, you know, everybody's got to be in an electric car by
better make them more affordable then.
Yeah, well, not only more affordable, but the grid, everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time you try to, you know, even if you Google, you know, hottest cars right now, it's going to be electric cars.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of those Tesla trucks out here. Those DeLorean ripoff looking things.
Did you see that meme where it looks like Elon Musk's stomach?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
What happened with Rivian? Is Rivian still out? Like, because to me, their trucks looked better than
Cybertruck. There's like a place in Georgia where they were building a plant, and everybody was against it, and they fought, and the governor gave them, you know, the incentives to build here, and just made everybody so angry. And then, you know, last I heard, it's been halted. And I don't know if it's because they're losing money. I mean, look at how much money Ford has lost over trying to come out with electric cars.
They're,
and like all these other companies that are trying to get into the EV game. And one, people aren't buying it as much anymore. You know, I mean, I saw a commercial the other day on TV for a gas car. And they were literally just roasting the fact that there were, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's just like miles of cords all over the ground, like going through this park or whatever. And then you just see like this electric car drive by or something, you know, it was just, it was hilarious. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I haven't seen a, I haven't seen a gas powered commercial.
Yeah.
And it kind of took me back, 'cause I'm like, okay, but you know, it makes me wonder if we as a society can buck up against electric cars. Why can't we do it with big tech and AI and all this other stuff? You know, at what point are we going to kind of bring it back and say, okay, we've experienced it and we're not going to buy into it.
I think anymore. It goes back to what I said earlier about the generational thing. I just think that the generation now is nothing like the generation we grew up, you know, our generation or the generation before us. They're just not. I mean, they're softer.
Yeah.
They're softer, and their way of thinking is, and I'm not doing this politically, like, but they're a way more liberal way of thinking, you know, as they're softer.
Yeah.
They're not as, they're just not as thick skinned as we are. And
now, do you think that that's because of the way that they're being, because I mean, so the current
they're being programmed to be that way.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you look at your, you know, your kid's YouTube account or whatever, and just start scrolling through video, you know, like the up next videos, and you're like, okay, like how is that calculated? You know, how is your next up videos calculated? 'Cause you know, I've seen even in my own feed sometimes, you know, I'll see something come up and I'm like, I have never.
Yeah. I mean, you just, even just as, if we're going to compare it as just childhood, not teenager, but when we were like children, little kids, look at the difference in just the cartoons we watched.
Yeah.
We watched like I did. I watched like Ren and Stimpy. My kid watches, what is that called? What is that stupid show with JJ and where they sing?
Oh God, that sounds terrible. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's something like that. You know, it's very sensitive. Things like that. We were kids. We played sports. If you didn't win, you didn't get nothing. You lost.
Yeah.
Now it's everybody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, go up there and everybody. It's okay.
I just signed all my kids up for soccer this year.
I do. Like, I get it to a certain degree. But what is that teaching them?
Yeah, I just signed everybody.
That's not teaching them a competitive. That's not teaching them competition.
I mean, if you're not taught to be a loser, then you're not being taught. Because, you know, it's like, you know, I have caught so much crap from some people because I do not let my kids win. You know, if I'm playing them in a game, they better be able to outsmart me. You know, like play checkers or whatever. I play. I'm like, I am teaching you to be better than me.
Yeah.
You know, I will teach you how to play, and then it's your job to beat me. You know?
I mean, that's what I teach my kid in baseball. You know, yeah, he's in T-ball. I mean, he's in T-ball, but the way I'm teaching him is, yes, I want you to go out there and I want you to have fun, but I don't want you to pout like if you didn't do good or you lost or whatever, or that kid did really good and he got the game ball and you didn't. Okay, well, that means you got to work harder.
Yeah.
You got to get better.
You give him a good job and you work harder.
You work harder and get better, and then you'll win. Then you'll hit. Then you'll catch. You'll do all the things you want to do. But you got to get better.
But you know, my kids, even though they know I won't let them win, they still want to play with me because they like the challenge.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like a lot of times we're taking that challenge away from kids where it's like, oh, well, you know, I showed up, I got a trophy, yay.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, that's great that you got the trophy, but did you, you know, just showing up is not working for it.
Yeah.
You know, everything takes work. You know, you look at divorce rates and everything else too, and it's like, you know, relationships are not easy. They take work. And it's like, if we're not teaching our kids that everything you do takes work, you know, that stuff only gets worse. You know, either you don't have a relationship because it's too much work, or the relationship doesn't last because it's too much work. You know, I mean, look at how many people, they don't even show up for work after the first day or even on the first day. I mean, it's, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like, I don't know if your job has that, you know, where you try to hire the younger generation at all. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I mean, we had somebody, you know, a lot of times we're at a point now where, you know, we'll just hire through a temp agency, you know, just because it's so much paperwork to actually get somebody on payroll. So it's like, all right, well, let's take these folks for a test drive, you know, and see if they even show up. And I mean, you'd be surprised at how many people just don't even show up on day one.
Yeah.
It's like you went through the interview, you say you want it, you know, the pay is decent, and you don't even show up. It's amazing.
I mean, we've had people not even show up for their interview.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't even show up for their second interview. They'll come in for the first interview. They won't even come in for the second interview. They just didn't show up.
And it's crazy. That's just like a real thing, you know?
I think that the generations, all the generations have been programmed over the, like, well, our generation was programmed in a different way than Gen X.
Yeah.
And then the next generation after us was, notice they were programmed a different way. Then we even talked about that. Like, even the type of music we listen to, rock music's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you looked at the people that used to listen to that music. They were tough. The guys were tougher.
Yeah.
Those were tougher guys, generally, usually tougher guys. Now, you got, I mean, I'm now, I don't know. But you got, I don't know. I'm not, I don't want to get into it. I don't know. I don't want to be mean or come off in a different way, a certain way. So I won't get into that. But yeah, now, like,
But you know, the crazy thing is that music isn't even dead.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
But yet there's nobody coming in to kind of fill that void where these guys have kind of retired or whatever, you know, and nobody,
I mean, to find the music, you have to actually look for it now.
Yeah.
Because it's not a popular genre anymore because they removed it from, the media. I mean, it's not even a category on the radio. I mean, who listens to the radio anymore? But there's no rock stations anymore.
Right.
The last rock station I remember when I was young was Project 961.
Yeah.
Or 99X.
Yep.
And they've long been gone. And all that's on the radio is country and pop. And country is pop.
Yeah.
That's not country. That's pop.
Right.
So that's really all that exists. But with pop,
well, I mean, even if you look at pop now, you've got all your rap artists that are hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, but even a lot of that is being considered pop. And I'm like, pop music didn't sound like that, you know, when I was younger, you know, like it does now. I mean, it's insanity the way that, you know,
yeah, I mean,
things they talk about and sing about. And oh my
horrible.
Gosh,
it's horrible. They're conditioning.
Like, this is what I want my kids listening to. This is great.
They're conditioning for there to be teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. They're just being programmed and people just don't see it. Or if they do see it, they're just putting a blind eye to it. And all they're doing by doing that is allowing it to happen.
Right.
But that goes back to us as saying before, as a society, we've accepted it, that yeah. it's okay.
Exactly.
And there's nothing that we can do about it. I mean, that's true. There's nothing that you can do about it. It's just like we said a minute ago, though, at any given time, the government can come take everything you got, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's the same way with this. You might as well accept it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I mean, other than what we're doing right now, can talk about it.
Yeah.
And put it out there and let everybody know it's happening. If y'all want to talk about it, you can talk to us about it. I mean, we'll talk about it. But all we're doing is trying to spread the truth and our opinion on things. But that's all you can do because you can't stop it.
No, it's trying to bring awareness to it or whatever. I mean, I don't listen to that stuff. So
yeah, I don't listen to it.
That's my way of stopping it from my end.
Yeah, I don't listen to it. But
I'm not giving them the clicks. I'm not giving them any of that stuff. You know, it's just, you know, that's not where my values lie. And that's not where my family's values are going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, I will go down with this ship fighting for my family. You know, to try to put a stop to it.
I mean, that's really what we can do is we can talk about it, like I was saying, but we can also talk to our kids about it and teach them what we believe. And hopefully when they get older, they decide what to believe and they, you know, they morally believe the right thing or ethically believe the right thing. And, you know, they make the right decisions. But that's,
yeah, I mean, it's like, at the end of the day, what kind of human are you trying to raise? But have you even seen that where there's so much a push now? I can't remember the hashtag, which I still call it a pound sign.
Yeah.
My kids make fun of me. I'm like, you know, pound 2020, you know, like hashtag. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever. But, you know, there's a push right now to where, you know, like everybody's like, ah, F them kids. You know, it's like this huge thing. But they're like, you know, there's these people that don't have kids. And I can't remember what the hashtag is, but it's basically talking about how much money I have because I didn't have kids, how much time I have because I didn't have kids. That's the stuff where we're, you know, talking about big tech pushing an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to push the agenda of not having kids, not having a family. And I can't quite put my finger on why that's being pushed. I don't know if they're trying to depopulate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. At some point you have to populate or you go out of existence.
So well,
where's the,
they're getting that from China. I mean, honestly, China controls their population.
Yeah.
They dictate that every family's only allowed to have this many kids.
Right.
And they're only allowed to have this many boys, this many girls. So they're not going to come right out and say, because we are a democracy, or we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Right? I mean, but they all, oh, democracy.
Yeah.
Not a democracy.
It's yeah.
a republic. But anyway, they don't want to come right out because then it looks like dictatorship, right?
Right.
So what other way can they do that? Just like they do with everything else.
Push it through social media.
Yeah, manipulation.
Yep.
So that's what they're doing with that. It's depopulating, but
yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really sad to see.
Because you look at how many people, I guess, how what's the population of America right now, of the United States right now? I don't know if it's overpopulated.
I think we're at what, like 360 million or something like that of citizens specifically. I don't know what that actual number is, but you know, registered citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're around 360 or something like that, you know, and China's obviously in the billions, but you know, it's, I don't know why, because the people that are actually buying into the whole not populating thing are the same people that are pushing the not populating thing. So the people who don't care about that are the ones that are still populating. So it's like, well, I feel like you're losing your own voice by doing that. So I don't really understand what the push is for that, because, I don't know. It's kind of weird the way that it's being pushed and why. And I mean, I get, you know, the depopulation or power, et cetera, but at some point you got to be able to pass that power on because unless they will,
they're going to go through a phase right now where they're doing this and then they'll, you know what I mean? Then they'll turn it to something else to where they'll start pushing them to.
Populate. I mean, are they going to only get the blondes and the blue eyes?
I don't know what they're going to do. Who knows what they'll do? Who knows?
You got to get the perfect.
We'll never know. I mean, wouldn't put it past them, to be honest. But, yeah, it's just.
I don't know.
They contradict themselves, too, because they're all about pro-choice. My body, my choice. But they're also going to push this, too. They push. They piss me off. That's what they do. They piss me off. That's what they do. But yeah, that's what they're doing. They're manipulation, mind controlling.
It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. But I could go on and on. But I think it's a good pen for episode two here.
Coming to a wrap on episode two. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about next Friday.
Well, you know, in this day and age,
I will have something to talk about.
There's always something to talk about.
Trust me. We'll have something to talk about.
Just like old Bonnie Raitt, you know, let's bring it back to the old school. Let's give them something to talk about, you know?
But like we said, not every episode's going to be on conspiracies. Like this one wasn't really talking a lot about conspiracy. I mean, yeah, we did touch a little bit in it.
I mean, a lot of this is just truth.
This is just truth.
It's what's happening. It's, you know.
Big tech. I mean, manipulation.
I don't think you can really argue it.
I mean, it's big tech manipulation in music, too. Like we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch more on the music or?
I think that. I think that there's a lot that could be said about that. That I'll
like you said, we could
touch
go
on another
on
day.
On,
like yeah, I said,
we could go on and on and on about it. But
it's there's a whole nother, you know, conspiracy on that. So we'll save that one for another day.
Yeah.
But you know, there's at the end of the day, I say, you know, you've got to protect yourself and your family.
Yeah.
You know, if you're one of the people that believes in having a family still, because, you know, from what I've seen, there's a lot of people now that don't believe in families. And, you know, I don't know how much you ever look at YouTube shorts or TikToks or, you know, reels or any of that stuff. But, you know, the whole F them kids pandemic is what I call it, you know, where, you know, you see these parents who, you know, throwing their kids out of the car. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's. You get a laugh out of it for a second, but if you actually sit back and think about the message that's being pumped into your brain right then and there, is that your kids are either an inconvenience or whatever. And it's like, you know, if you already have kids, why did you have kids?
Yeah.
Was it a mistake? Was it something that you wanted? Did you, you know, not want to have that abortion? So now you're just mad at your kid for their existence. You know, I mean, back to the age old, don't you know what causes that? You know, yeah. I mean, you know, you and I are different because we both adopted kids and it's like, you know, I don't have any purebred kids. You know, we didn't have that. You know, we decided that for our family that we were going to, you know, take the unwanted.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just fixing to say was if there are parents out there that think that or have that issue where those kids are a burden to you and you don't feel like you can raise them or you don't feel like you can take care of them and they're a burden for you, there is someone out there that can and there's someone out there that will.
Exactly.
And that will love that child.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying you don't love that child. I'm not saying that. There may be someone out there who does love that child, and that may be the way that you really show that child that you love them. And it's going to be hard, but I mean, if you can't take care of them, then do the right thing and let somebody else do it.
Yeah, I mean, when you see, you know, those...
But you don't have to hurt them.
As I say, when you see those stories of parents that, you know, do the whole murder-suicide thing, and, yeah, you know, I've seen so much of that here lately. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just crazy, because you're like, I could never imagine being in that position or that headspace, and I pray I never get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything that we talk about, mental health is a real thing. And it's like, if you're not taking care of yourself, you ain't never going to be able to take care of anybody or anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to be able to take care of yourself and kind of get in a headspace where you feel good about you before you can take on anything or anybody else. And, you know, I try to tell my kids, you got to be careful what you watch and listen to, because that stuff is being pumped into your brain.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more F them kids videos that you watch and you're laughing about it or whatever, you're going to start looking at your own kids. You know, you're going to be like, man, F them kids, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying, though?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just like, it's just, it's not good.
No.
You know, it's not good, because it kind of changes your mindset. It's reprogramming you. And it's almost like that's what these companies are after. They're trying to reprogram.
That's what they're doing, because they've been doing it for generations, though. Like I said a minute ago, they've been doing it.
It's just easier than ever now.
Oh, yeah. It's the easiest now it's ever been, because, I mean... They got this generation really wrapped around their finger. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I was talking to my cousin earlier today, and, you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, if you're not getting your kids to have critical thinking and thinking for themselves, you know, you're just doing your kids an injustice, because they can't figure out what's truth and what's fiction. They can't figure out that, okay, I saw this, I laughed, but I'm moving on. It had no impact. You know, it's when you sit there and you watch it and you let it have an impact on you, or you hear it and you let it have an impact on you in a negative way, that's a problem. You know, it's like, either change what you're watching or listening to, or figure out how to actually have a brain and say, okay, you know, I heard that, but I'm going to think for myself here.
Our kids these days are not having any critical thinking. They're being told what to think, even in schools and everything else. And a lot of it's not really, I don't really blame the teachers 100%, because they're teaching what the school district is telling them that they
have. Well, I mean, a lot of them are just a yes ma'am. I mean, yeah, you know, they have to
do what they say.
You have to abide by the district.
They're teaching, but it's being taught in our schools. It's being pumped in with music. It's being pumped in with television. It's being pumped in through social media. It's being pumped in through everything on what they should believe. What's the right thing to believe?
Right.
This is what you should believe. This is the right thing. So it's not allowing them to think for themselves and allowing them to come up with their own conclusion on what they believe.
Right.
They're just believing what everybody else tells them to believe.
Yep.
And I've never been about that. I've always kind of found out what I believe for myself.
Right.
And that's what I want my kids to do. I mean, I'm going to tell them what I believe, you know, and then let them decide as they get older what they believe. But I'm going to guide them in the right direction as far as certain things go.
Well, I mean, even when your kids say something that you agree with, I think it's still healthy to say, well, why do you believe that?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it's like, if you're not asking them why they believe something or why they're repeating something, you know, my kids will repeat something that they heard at school.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you even know what that means? Well, no. Then why are you repeating it?
Yeah.
If you don't even know what you're repeating, you may be being super disrespectful. You may just, you know, I mean, the possibilities are endless, honestly, you know, for what you deal with. I mean, you may ended up being canceled yourself because you're repeating something you don't even know what it is, you know? And I'm like, you know, my daughter brought me a song that she was listening to one time, and, you know, halfway down, they switched from English to another language. I think it was like Chinese or something. And I, you know, we were looking at the lyrics on the screen, and nothing was in English, not even the translation. And I said, what are you listening to? She said, well, I don't know.
Well, then you shouldn't be listening to it.
Maybe you shouldn't be listening to it.
You don't know what you're listening to.
I said, the rest of the song that's in English may be great. She's like, but I don't understand it. And I said, you don't have to understand it. And that comes into the whole subliminal messages and everything that they put in that. And I'm like, and I'm trying to explain to her. And it's so hard to explain to a teenager that, you know, that kind of scenario. Because, oh, well, my friends do it. My, you know, so-and-so listens to it. It's a, you know, their parents don't care, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't care if their parents care. I said, you know, unfortunately for, you know, for them, that's their parents' problem. You yeah. are my child, and I'm trying to tell you, you need to be thinking about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you're not analyzing all of this, you're going to end up right inside of what you actually hate, which is being controlled.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I kind of rubbed some people the wrong way because, you know, I mean, I'm a religious person. I'm not afraid to share that with anybody. Yeah. You know, I believe in God. You know, that's my savior. Jesus Christ, my savior. And I fully believe that. And if that offends anybody that's listening, then you shouldn't be listening. So, but, I kind of rubbed some other, you know, Christians the wrong way. I'm sure whenever, you know, I got into a conversation about Sasquatch or aliens or whatever with them. And they were like, well, you know, that's just crazy. There's just no way that that could ever exist. And again, with what I believe, and when I get talking about Bigfoot or Sasquatch or aliens, I'm not trying to convince you to believe what I believe.
Why would Christians have a problem with that?
Yeah, and here's what I told them. So, and I think whenever I said this, it kind of got through a little bit, and they kind of let it go. But I'm not trying to get anybody to believe it, but I'm just trying to get you to say, hey, yeah, it's possible. So here's what I told my friend, who's a Christian. I said, okay, so let's just look at it from this standpoint then. As Christians, we believe that a virgin woman got pregnant without having sex and gave birth to a baby that's the Son of God. And then this man died and rose from the grave and ascended to heaven. We believe that because we know it to be true, but that doesn't sound crazy at all, right? Doesn't sound crazy at all. But the fact that a giant ape that could be living in the forest in Washington or in the mountains of the Smoky Mountains or wherever, all over the world, and in every language they have a name for it, and that it goes back to Native Americans have stories of it, and they have scientific proof that Gigantopithecus existed. The fact that could still exist is just impossible. But it's not impossible for a virgin woman to get pregnant and give birth to a baby that's the Son of God.
Right.
Doesn't sound insane at all.
Not at all.
So... But we know it to be true because, and I know that it's true. And I don't want it to sound like blasphemy because it's not. Like, I know it's true. That is my Lord and my Savior. But I'm just trying to let people know, have an open mind. If you believe that, why does this sound insane?
Well, I mean, it's completely off topic of this episode, but I'm going to say it real quick before we end is that, you know, one of the things that I truly believe is that everybody believes in something.
Yeah.
And whether you believe in Jesus, whether you believe in multiple gods, whether you believe in Big Bang, whether you believe in fill in the blank, okay? Every single person on this earth believes in something. And everybody, not everybody, but most people believe in an afterlife of some sort.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me and my Christian faith, and what I try to teach my family is that, you know, you can read the Bible all day long. There is no cut and dry way to get into heaven. Absolutely no cut and dry way. It is your translation. You know, the Bible's been translated so many different times.
Yep.
You know, and I believe that you have to focus more on your walk and your, you know, relationship that you have to decide what it is that it's going to take to get you to that space that you want to be in. You know, whether it's, you know, living a clean life, living a whatever, you know, whatever. It's okay to do this, but it's not okay to do that. You know, the Bible may say, no, that's not right, you know, but that's your walk to decide. And if it gets you there, great. If it doesn't, you tried.
Yeah.
You know, but if you truly believe that that's your way, then, you know, you got to do what's best for you and your family. And that goes for anything and anybody that believes in whatever. You know, it just fill in the blank on what that's going to look like for you. You know, I mean, there's everybody's beliefs are, you know, a little nutty, but, you know, you just kind of have to realize where am I going to fall in this mix?
Yeah. So, I hate that that was completely off topic. I think, hey, what you said a minute ago, too. I know this episode's winding down. Hope if everybody enjoyed it, they hit like, share, subscribe.
If you're still here after an hour and a half, we appreciate it.
Yeah, and tune in to the next episode, because it's going to be, the next episode is going to be a wild one. So,
yep, bring it on.
Definitely tune in to it. You're not going to be disappointed.
Yep, well, we appreciate you listening and hope you have a great week.
You guys.